Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
You are a world changer. You. Yes, I'm talking to you. Maybe you're saying today, oh, I knew it. This is exactly what I need to hear. Maybe you're someone of a different persuasion. Maybe you're someone who has felt so beaten down over and over and over in the course of your lifetime that you're thinking, it can't possibly be me. I want you to know something. Today's podcast, whenever your today happens to be for hearing this, could be exactly why I am coming to you as a word of truth, and more than that, as a word of remembrance. So I'm going to say it again. You are a world changer. A world changer. We happen to live in a world where everything speaks to the contrary, doesn't it? All you have to do is say to yourself, well, I don't have a large Instagram or Facebook or Twitter following. You can look elsewhere and think, well, I don't have a big microphone for a mass media outlet. You could look again and think, well, I don't live in the right country. I don't have a sufficient amount of education. I wasn't born into the right family. I don't have the right amount of money. Some of you might even be saying, I don't even have the physical energy. I don't have the intellectual aptitude to be a change in the world. And yet I'm going to tell you, it doesn't change the truth. You are a world changer. Let me tell you why this is coming today. It's coming today because everything I do always comes out, not because it's the day to put something new out. In fact, sometimes I can't put anything out. It's coming out today because the day is the one that I have been moved to bring forth the truth that you are a world changer. I want to start with one quote. You've probably heard it recently because although it's an old quote from Henry Ford, the manufacturer of Ford cars, it is very much becoming a popular one in the culture today, and here it is. If you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you're right. Henry Ford was speaking something that speaks to reality. It speaks to truth. If we believe we can, we can. If we believe we can't, we can't. For those of you who are not interested in those kinds of quotes, let me give you another one that comes from an old Jewish proverb. And it says this, as a man or a woman, whoever you are, thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let me repeat it again. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That was a word that disturbed me. When I say disturbed, it did something to me. It prompted me. It caused me pause. It gave me a question mark because I knew there was something to it. And again, this was decades ago, and I thought, what is it about that adage that is trying to get something across to me? Well, first of all, we normally think we think with our minds. We're not always aware of the fact that we think also with our heart. And within our heart is a certain power source, a certain energy, a certain influence that carries something with it. And it's very powerful. But let me go beyond it again, where the actual proverb reads, as a man thinketh, ETH at the end, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That is an old verb form, ETH. We no longer use it, but translated, here's what it means. As we do something over and over and over again, it becomes us. So now spoken in another way, as a man or as a person, as an individual, as you in particular, thinketh over and over and over again, over a course and period of time, as you think upon that thing within your heart, you become that thing. Now, where have you been thinking? Where have you been living? Maybe you've been living only in your head. Maybe you've been thinking only in your head. But what is going on within your heart space? What's going on? I'll use it in a different way. What's been going on within your soul? Does your intellect and your heart ever look to one another and compare notes? Does your intellect do all the work for you, and have you denied what's going on in your soul and in your heart? Have you ever opened up the latch to say, ooh, what are those things that my soul thinks upon, reasons about, believes, maybe obsesses upon over and over and over again? If you're willing to look there, you may find not only some surprises, but you may also find an enormous and very powerful key for not only changing your world and your experiences and your energy, but also changing and exchanging for a better world around you. If you've been following me for a while, you will know that everything I speak about tends to go back to some of the same topics. I may talk about things that appear to be totally unrelated, but the principles are always the same. Let me talk again today to you who may feel, with our latest so-called panic attack, which is now maybe a global panic attack that has to do with the Corona-19 virus. Many of you may be thinking, oh my gosh, it's an emergency. What am I going to do? The world's at end. Everything is going wrong. I'm afraid. We feel small. We feel as if we have no control. We feel vulnerable. We feel afraid. We feel panicked. How many times in your own life, if you were to be honest, you would actually go back as if looking at a tape and think, okay, today I feel somewhat panicked or afraid or angry or belligerent or any one of a number of negative emotions because you are looking at or focusing on this global pandemic. How many times has it happened to you before in the past? So the question is today, here we are yet again with another opportunity to feel small, to feel vulnerable, and to feel ever more distant from our true reality, which is that of being world changers. There are two ways that we can view ourselves. Now, you can question me on this, it doesn't matter, but it was something that I've been able to, let's say, discern over the course of my lifetime. And this is about the clearest way I can bring it to you. Whatever it is we are facing, wondering about, afraid of, fighting with, blaming, dealing with, anything that makes us uncomfortable, anything we view as a problem, we can choose to look and say, how am I viewing myself in the midst of these things going on in my mind, in my surroundings? Am I, number one, viewing myself as a victim? Or number two, am I seeing myself through the eyes of truth as a beneficiary in a benevolent universe? I'll say that again. Am I seeing myself as a victim now? Or am I viewing myself through the eyes, the heart, the awareness, and the truth that I am a beneficiary in a benevolent universe? It's a very deep question. It's a central question. And I would say if we were to put ourselves anywhere over the course of time, place, and circumstance, it's a question that is eternal. When we view ourselves as a victim, we see ourselves as isolated, powerless. We also see ourselves being thrown about, tossed about, hurt, harmed, maligned, however you want to speak of it, in a universe, a paradigm that is against us, that does not have our best interests in mind. Now, I want you to think about that. If we see ourselves that way over and over and over again over the course of time, if that is what we view ourselves as, if that is what we believe about ourselves and about our greater reality, what do you suppose our experience will show us? Well, according to Henry Ford, who spoke in the early 20th century, or according to the ancient Jewish proverb, we will literally see what it is that we believe, and those things will become our self-fulfilling prophecy. But what if, as the alternative, we view ourselves through a completely different lens? We view ourselves as beneficiaries in a benevolent universe. It is the exact opposite, the alternative to the first one, the first option I just mentioned. For those of you who know your root words, bene as in beneficiary or benevolent, bene means good. When we see ourselves as a victim, or that we are victimized, or even if we think of victim and victor, we do sense that somewhere there's a loser, somewhere there's evil, somewhere there's destruction, somewhere there's negativity, somewhere there's corruption and harm and hurt and stealing and murder and sickness and death and suffering. But if we identify with bene as the good, bene, that we are that good essence, that good energy, and we dwell within a universe that is bene, that is good, where then is there room for anything else? I hope that you listen to that again, because you know there is a truth deeper than what meets your initial interaction with that thought. Speaking of the word truth, I have a book. I've written several small books in my Art of Happiness series. One of those books is a book on values, and I happen to invite all readers to identify with a value that makes them feel good, that literally their inside person says, oh, I like that. And my value that I love to identify with is truth. Let me give you an incredible description from the dictionary of what truth means. You ready? Truth is fidelity to an original or to a standard. Truth, fidelity or faithfulness to an original or to a standard. See, we live in a world that's not faithful to truth. We live in a world that would choose whims one after another as easily as the wind blows. We move, we shift. We have literally lost our bearings. We've lost our connection. We've lost that eternal connection with truth. Imagine truth, fidelity to an original or to a standard. See, every time we feel like we are moved off our mark, every time we are prompted, internally or externally, to react out of fear, we are identifying with the victim mode, the victim identity. And I will tell you something. Truth has nothing to do with victimhood. Truth has nothing to do with abiding in evil thoughts, evil intentions, but it does have everything to do with what is bene, what is good. You might say, well, Maura, how do you know this? How do you know it? And what makes you think you do know it? I had a very rare experience, and maybe you have been one of those individuals too. I was a very small child, 5 years old to be exact. And I had an experience where I met up with, I'm not going to say a personality as in a 3D entity known as God, Father, the author, the creator of Bene. But I literally, as a five-year-old child, before maybe I was taught many of the ways of the world, I literally encountered within my heart, within my soul, within the very fibers of my being, in a way that eclipsed, let's say, words, the very essence, the presence, and the knowledge of that Bene, forever reality creator, who I might say would be the father, the progenitor, the author, the creator, the essence of everything that emanated out of him. And I say the word him, not him as in him versus her, but an entity, an essence, a being that encompassed every single thing from every single time period, every single where we could ever imagine, and every single where that is beyond our imagination. What I felt, what I knew, let me say it better, what I absorbed in that knowing has given me the reality of that Bene. And I won't tell you that I haven't gone through decades of my life where I navigated, walked through, sometimes for days, sometimes for months, sometimes for years and even decades, places that did not present themselves as Bene to me. And yet because I knew truth, because I knew that source of incredible love for all, that so eclipsed anything on this very low level that we seem to think is our reality, where we do really feel like victims, it was so real to me that it enabled me to continue moving onward with that belief in what is truth. Now, let's make this a little bit more real for today. At the, I believe I'm going to connect this with a blog, and I want to do this for very good reason. There are two images, actually three, but for the purposes of today, there are two images that I will frequently show to audiences when I go about traveling and speaking. I'm known, among other things, as the trademarked ambassador of happiness, but what I do more than that is I speak to audiences about their identities and connecting with their true identities and their truth. I speak with them about the essence of influence, and I remind them that each one of them is an influencer in their own part of the world, but that influence is capable of having ripple effects that can affect and change the world. I literally and otherwise remind people through questions, through images, through stories, and through the very things I evoke from them. the reminder that they already have within them, within their hearts, that they are world changers, that they do possess the light of truth within them, even though, by virtue of their own experiences in life, that light might have been covered, that truth might have been concealed and put somewhere and, let's say, ignored. They already know this is what and who they are. But the images I put up are two. One is an image of me at age 15. It's a black and white picture. And oftentimes you could look at that image and think, I have no idea of who this person is. That person happened to be what I was at age 15. I hope you read my blog because you'll get a chance to see the picture. And I'll ask people, tell me what you see or feel when you look at this picture. What is it telling you? What's the energy coming out of this picture? And you would be surprised at all of the responses that come out. Things like carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. Lost her best friend. How about this one? Lost, L-O-S-T. Alone. Unsure. There were so many words. I love hearing the words because they're all true. I literally, at age 15, carried the weight of this world on my shoulders, and it was very evident. Even though I was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, even though I had been dealing with so many things, where I was provoked, I would even say, there's another stronger word for this, not just provoked, but tormented into thinking, oh my gosh, is this really me? Am I a victim? And I would have to fight within my soul to remind myself that I was not a victim, that victimhood was not real, and neither was this world an evil or dastardly or demonic place. The second photo I show people was taken probably 45 years after that. And I'll say to people, now, tell me, what do you see? What do you feel? What kind of energy is coming out of this second photo? Second photo is also of me, if you want to call it me, but it might as well be as far as east is from west from the first photo. Now, here's the amazing thing. 45 years had gone by, and over those 45 years, if that be the operative number here, I had to re-energize, recalibrate the energy, the thoughts that were not only running through my head, but were coursing through my body, and I would say pulsating through my soul. Every time I felt like I was alone, afraid, carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, confused, isolated, whatever word you want to use, I had to find a way to go within, almost as if I were this empty well. And the reason why I say an empty well is this. I went externally on many occasions, looking for the things I was seeking, looking for someone, something to give me the sense of stability, rest, inner peace. And I will tell you this, most of the time I could not find things externally. That meant teachers, it meant clerics, as in religious people. It even meant my parents that I grew up under. I could not find what I was seeking for externally. I did mention, however, that I used to immerse myself in biographies as a child. One of the reasons, as I look back on it now, is that there were certain things I found within those biographies that were feeding my soul. And I will tell you the common thread to all of them is that these were individuals whose stories told of trials, tribulations, challenges, sometimes monumental challenges, but that these individuals use their lives to overcome the very challenges and to become world changers. So in that regard, reading those biographies as a young child gave me an internal awareness that sometimes our biggest abilities to become the world changers for good, the world changers for bene, came as a result of, and sometimes through, maybe many times through, the challenges. It strengthened the very individuals that, had they given up, would have never become the world changers. But getting back to those two photos, in particular, the second one, that photo, when I ask people, what do you see? Well, people see light. They see positive energy as opposed to negative, heavy energy. They see joy. They see someone who's smiling at the world around them. I'll often say, if there was somebody you wanted to pal around with or hang around with, who would it be? And obviously, it would be the second person. It would be the person who 45 years later kept going and returning to that idea and that ideal. Who am I? Am I a victim? Or am I a beneficiary in a benevolent universe? I was constantly going back. I had become that very reality, let's say, or the outworking, better said, of the Henry Ford remark, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. I had become the outworking of that old Jewish proverb that said, as a man thinketh in his heart over and over and over again, so is he, or so becometh he. You know, I'm reminded of something right now, since what I'm doing is coming right through me. Several years ago, I ran into a friend of my husband's. I can't even tell you who he is by name, but he must have been studying the Bible, or let's say studying the root words of the Bible. And he said, you know, I learned something recently. He said, I learned that the ancient word for God was this: he will be. He will be. It's sort of like the ETH suffix on the verb, as a man thinketh. God will be. God will be. God will be. We are today, you are today, potentially facing your latest fear, your latest crisis, your latest health condition, financial setback, disappointment. Maybe you've been facing people around you who you feel have backstabbed you, have undone you. It doesn't matter. You can see yourself today as that victim, or you can start viewing yourself through a completely different lens. I want you to know something. We all have two eyes, many of us. We have two eyes with which to see. But what we're seeing oftentimes is nothing more than what the greater cosmos, as in the greater society, chooses to see, chooses to focus on, chooses to create by mass consciousness. We can alternatively choose to see through a different lens and thereby start to create a completely different wave of awareness, a completely different energy form that says, no, I'm not a victim. I'm not living in an evil place, but I am truth. I am the truth that constantly reminds myself, that re-energizes myself, that converts my negative energy into something beneficial, not only for myself, but for the greater mind and minds around me. into something that just speaks good, that just speaks God, that just speaks truth. You are far more powerful than you have ever been led to believe. You are that world changer. You are that world changer. There are two things I want to leave you with. First is this. If you would like to know a little bit more about what is truth and why do we all have such a tough time with truth, write to me and I will send you a free PDF of my book on values. Story-based, it may make you smile, it'll make you think, it'll make you choose. It'll make you start seeing things out of a different and more hopeful lens. Write to me if you'd like that free book, the free PDF, by writing Maura, M as in Mary, A-U-R-A, at my website, Maura, same name, M as in Mary, A-U-R-A, the number 4, the letter U.com. And just say, may I have your truth book? And I'll be glad to send it to you. The second thing you're probably saying is, okay, Maura, I hear you. Let me say something too. This is but one podcast. This is one snapshot. This is one microcosm of a macrocosm of experiences I have been through over the course of time, space, whatever, experience. But I will assure you that it is a piece of all that I'm speaking about. You may say to me, Maura, I'm feeling something in this. I know there's something that's truth, but how in the world do I do this? How do I change my energy? How do I become something other than what I have been? How do I take myself from being the ultimate small, tiny, childlike, vulnerable, fearful victim into the power of Bene? And I will say the power of happiness, because they're really so aligned or so harmonious one with another. And I will tell you this, go and find my podcast number 163. It moved very quickly, but I called it Top Happiness Hacks. And what is a hack? It's a little tip. I think I came up with 10 hacks about what to do when you're not feeling happy, what to do when you feel challenged, what to do when you feel you don't know what to do, what do you feel to do when you're in a corner, afraid, whatever. Go and listen, because each one of them will give you something in the way of an applicable tip, something you can do to change your energy, change your feelings, change your emotions, and start learning how to put into practice who it is you wish to become. I'm going to tell you again, you are a world changer. Change your energy from your heart space. Start learning how to exercise it. Start learning how to literally convert it from one thing into another, and you will become the very thing that your heart has always hoped for and yearned for. And beyond that, you will not only be the beneficiary, but you will experience yourself as that beneficiary living, breathing, operating, and experiencing that benevolent space, that benevolent universe, that benevolent reality that maybe you've been denying for so long. So maybe it's the Corona-19 virus that you're dealing with today. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it'll be next week's crisis. Wherever it is and whatever it is, it's never too late to start re-energizing yourself to becoming that influence within and without, that benevolent influence that literally changes our world. I wish you my best. I wish you that the light within you glows and blazes ever brighter until you see yourself as the powerful, beautiful, excellent, benevolent one that you were always created to be by the benevolent one who is God and Father of us all. Until next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.